God is good, amen? And His mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen, hallelujah. Good to see everybody this morning. Amen. At least a couple of y'all. Amen. All y'all smiling faces. And then some of y'all that ain't smiling. There we go. Amen. Hallelujah. We sounding all right? Can y'all hear me? Did I fall off? There I am. I hear myself, I think. Amen. Y'all can turn over to 1 Corinthians 3 real fast, please. 1 Corinthians 3, about verse 21. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. I'm going to pray and we'll get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but your will. And Father God, we receive by faith this morning your word. I thank you, Father God, bring forth this morning your word. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer. Bring out of me this morning things that you would have not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. Truths from your word. Light, illumination, and revelations. And I thank you, Father God, that we will walk in the light of your word, and we will continue to walk in the light of your word and meditate on it. And I thank you, Father God, for it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody that agreed said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We all right? We good? Okay. We good? Hello? Ringing? Ha! Ringing. We good? Hello? If you haven't looked at the temperatures of this coming week, don't. I just set you up right now. Don't look at it. If I knew that God didn't call me to Bullhead City, you know what I'd do? I'd go home after church. Pack everything I own. Everything. Be out. Leave. But God called us here, so we're staying. He doesn't bother me. Really doesn't. It used to bother me, but not anymore. That's probably why I joined the military and he had me go overseas so many times. Come to find out. It's like, I get it now. Amen. I think we're going to talk about, as far as I know, the title anyways, Language of Faith, Not Time. Amen. The language of faith, not time. The language of faith, not the language of time. Amen. Amen. So we'll get started right here. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for what? Amen. Okay, we'll start over. Everybody. Let no man glory in men, for?
All things are yours.
Whose? Say mine. Okay, so what things?
All things.
That pretty much sums it up. So that's natural and spiritual. That's natural and spiritual.
Amen.
Right? Do they belong to you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because if the Word of God says it, look, Ricky didn't say this. Y'all know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Who said it?
God said it.
Look, we need to understand that. Who said it?
God said it.
See, some of y'all don't. Y'all, some of us ain't sure who said it. But who wrote the Word of God? Who's the Word of God inspired by, so we can all get on the same page real fast? So who wrote this? God. Let's just say God wrote the Word. All right. So then this, for all things are yours, is that from Ricky Edwards?
No.
Who's it from? So then God is telling who all things are theirs.
Amen.
Okay, so I didn't say it. Just so we're all on the same page. Okay? So then whenever we leave service, we can't go, well, he's crazy. He's trying to tell me all things are mine. Ricky didn't say it. God said all things are yours. All right? For all things are yours, visible and invisible. But the key is it's accessed by faith.
Amen.
That's why Satan doesn't want you to get faith. All right? Go over to Romans 4:17, please. We're going to move. We're doing all right on time. Romans 4:17. Say amen when you get there. And it is, as it is written. Can you pull it up in the classic, please, the Amplified Classic? I'm going to read it out to you out of the King James, and then I'll read it to you out of the classic up there. I'll just read it out to you out of the classic. It says, "And it is, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations." Who's he talking about?
Abraham.
Say Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen. He said, "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations." He was appointed our father in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent. So I would write that down, okay, because there's going to be a key here in a minute that we need to pay attention to, because right here it says, who gives life to who and speaks of what? That he has foretold and promised. Well, that's not true. Okay, well, did Abraham, was he a father of many nations when he said you're a father of many nations? No, he wasn't. He didn't have a kid one when he said, "You're a father of many nations."
Amen.
And his name wasn't even Abraham when he told him that.
Amen.
His name was Abram.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So he spoke of non-existent things, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes,
sir. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yeah, I'm getting blessed. I am. Yeah. He has foretold and promised as if they already existed. See, he's talking about it as if it's already happened.
Yeah, that's right.
It's exactly what he did to Abraham. He said, "Hey, you're a father of many nations." Looking at him, know good and well he ain't got one kid.
Right.
But yet he looked at him and said, "You're a father of many nations." He's seen everybody that you're a father of many nations. Everybody's going to come from you. You're a father of many nations. I care less of what I'm looking at right now. You're a father of many nations. He's speaking of non-existent things.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The King James says, as it is, go to the next one, please. Verse 18. For Abraham, human reason for hope being gone, hoped in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had been promised. So numberless shall your descendants be. Amen. King James says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Amen.
Amen. And, go to verse 19, and that's a conjunction just bringing what's already been said, what he's about to say, right? And being what?
Not weak in faith.
Not weak in faith. He didn't consider what? What didn't he consider? He didn't consider that he didn't have a college education. Because see, we're being live streamed, but I'm going to tell on my mom. She didn't finish high school. She quit 11th grade. But yet they owned 7 businesses. Didn't go to college. Didn't go to any Ivy League business school. But yet was led by the Holy Ghost on the inside of her. Just being led by God. Just called those things which be not as though they were. Called those non-existent things into pass. God said, hey, I want you and Ricky to go over here and do this. And they didn't look at themselves and say, look, God, I can't do that. I haven't even finished school yet. I haven't even went to college or nothing. I got out of school at 11th grade. I can barely read or write. Dad was dyslexic. Y'all know that, right? He was dyslexic. Put the beginning at the end and messed up words and stuff. They didn't look at themselves and say, I can't do that. You know, I can't even read right. I can't even do math or nothing. And now you want us to do this? What are people going to think about us? What are people going to say about us? They could care less. They said, if you say it, we'll do it. We'll follow you. Because whatever you say, you ain't going to make us look dumb. You ain't going to make us look weak. And you ain't going to make us look like we're just retarded. You're going to make us flourish. You're going to put us on top. And whatever you tell us to do, we're going to be prosperous in it. Amen. And that's why they own either 7 or more businesses now. They own more buildings in Pawnee. There's almost the entire town square there, to be honest with you. Being led by the Holy Ghost. Oh, that's impossible. How's that? What college you go to? And now there's businessmen. Businessmen coming up to them. Even banks from other towns calling. Hey, anything else y'all doing? Can we be a part of it? Amen. What other stuff are y'all doing? Can we be a part of this? Can we help out? Are y'all starting anything else? Oh, is there any real estate or anything y'all are getting into? Can we help out? Can we be y'all's partners? No? Do y'all believe in God? Because if you don't believe in God, you don't go to church, we can't be partners, first off. Because I can't be unequally yoked. And I ain't having the counsel of the ungodly. Because that right there is going to make me fall in the ditch. And we ain't going to go nowhere. Especially if I link up with somebody that doesn't believe or speak like me. Why would I link up with somebody that doesn't even believe like me? Why? So I can drag you along? So you're seeing that I'm prospering. And now you want to link up with me because you see I'm prospering now. Because before me and you was together. You saw I was doing just as bad as you were. But I decided to change my life. I got tired of running in the ditch. I decided to change, and so I came over here with God. And so now I'm running steady and strong and wide open. And now you want me to, you know, link up with you, partner with you. Why? You ain't changed. I changed. So why do I want to go back to the ditch? I don't know why I said that. Yeah, I do. It's the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. Where was we at? Romans 4. Okay, yeah. And being not weak, he didn't consider. Mom and Dad didn't consider. They didn't consider nothing about themselves. Impotent. You lost a shoe. Oh, there it is. Found it. Sorry, I just seen one shoe's off. I was like, son, you must be fast. Sidetrack squirrel, right? Sorry. Considered not. See, a lot of, we can't, amen. Amen. Considered not. See, and what's funny about it, is time? Well, what college you go to? Well, that's impossible because you got to spend this much time in college. You got to go to this many seminars. You got to listen to this many people to figure out how to start this kind of stuff and do this kind of stuff. And how many people have you really been listening to and you know, what kind of of businessmen have you been talking to? What kind of plans you got lined out? What kind of this you got lined? That takes, you know, for some people, that takes years of this. That's time. Yeah. But faith goes like this. Here's all that time. Faith goes like this. And that's why everybody over there in time gets aggravated and mad at you. Why? Why are you doing? What are you doing? What's so different about you? Why are you doing that? Why are you getting mad at me? Calm down. Faith doesn't talk time. Y'all know that God created time, right?
Yes.
He created time with faith.
Yes.
So then time shouldn't be part of us. I know we have to act in time, and so we got so accustomed to time that we operate more in time than we do in faith. And so we got to get out of this time deal, because doctors will tell you, well, you got to take this medicine for this long. You got to do this for this many days, and then that sickness will leave. But God says, I died on the cross, and by my stripes you're healed now. Yeah. Doctor says it's going to take up to 6 months, and then you'll be healed maybe. God says, I took these stripes, you're healed now.
Yeah.
Doctor says, maybe a year, but I doubt it, you might die.
Yeah.
Jesus says, you're healed now. Right, see, time will always take you that way.
Yeah.
Faith will always take you forwards.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Go back to Romans, please. I don't know if we're done. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body, now dead. Mom and dad didn't consider their own body. Didn't consider that they didn't go to any colleges. Didn't consider that they not the smartest people in town. And I really find it interesting. I really do. Because whenever we moved to town, you know, we made it, but we barely made it sometimes.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. But they didn't consider where they were at. They said, you know what, God? We'll do what you say. We'll stay with you, and we'll just keep moving forward. Regardless of what the situation looks like, that's all that's around us. Regardless if it looks like we're going under. Regardless if our bank account keeps trying to say negative. Regardless if my health is trying to say I'm sick. Regardless, I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to move with you. Because what's consider mean? Take into account something. Meditate on something. Right? Anybody else got any other definitions? Y'all just going to look at me? Nothing? No? Because whenever you consider something, you think it might be better than the other. Right?
Yes, sir.
And so he didn't think that his body knew better than what God told him.
Yeah. Amen.
Did he?
No, sir.
Because he said, you know what, God, you said. And see, a lot of times we go, man, but the doctor said. But the bank said. But the bank said I have to pay it off in 30 years. But the bank said I have to have or the loan company says I have to have a credit score of this. But the bank says I have to have this. But the bank says I have to have this. Or the credit union says I have to have this. Or the job says I have to have this kind of education. or the job says I have to have this kind of education. Who said? See, we put too much faith in the system then. And then all the faith is in the system and there's no faith in God at all. Because we think more of the system than we do God. Because we think since the system said it's this way, then it's this way. Even though God said, if you can believe me for it, it'll be yours. And we go, but they said this, God, so we got to go with this.
Yeah.
Amen. We was doing pretty good for a minute. Amen. So we can't consider, right? So, y'all remember, go back to the Passion, please, in the verse 17. Okay, right there where it says God's presence. Is that the Passion? Things. Go to 18, please. Actually, go back to the Passion or the Amplified Classic, then, please. Maybe it's that one. Which word did I tell y'all to write down earlier? Non-existent. Yeah, that was the classic. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, thank you. Who gives life to the dead and speaks of the... So he speaks of what?
Non-existent.
That he has foretold and promised as if they already what?
Existed.
Right? Amen. And so then go over to... real fast, Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, 1. You can pull it up in that classic. It's fun. So this is the reason why I told you to write that down about calling those things of non-existent like God did. Found it. Hang on. There goes Ephesians. Therefore, what?
The imitators of God.
That's the main reason why I said to write that down about non-existent.
Yeah.
Because what did God do?
He spoke non-existent things into existence.
But what are we supposed to do?
Imitators
of God. So then what are we supposed to do if we're imitators? All right, so you can stay here, but what does anybody have the classic, Amplified Classic? Go over to Romans 4, please. You can keep that one up there. 4:17. There, you can read it. Excuse me.
As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed.
So he spoke of non-existent things as though they what?
Already existed.
Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his what? Okay, so let's try it again. Therefore, be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His
example.
Amen. Therefore, be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His
example.
Amen. As beloved children, imitate their father. You ever had little kids imitate their... You ever seen little kids imitate their brother or sister?
Right.
You know, just get on their nerves. Who's we on the phone? Oh, we was on the phone with Layla the other day, and her one of her little sisters was copying every word she was saying. Every word is the funny. I was laughing so hard because every time she'd say something, her sister would say it. It's like we was having four conversations at the same time. But be imitators of God. And so how are we supposed to be imitators of God? By speaking into time? Or speaking into faith? See, we're controlling time. We don't allow time to speak to us and tell us when something's going to happen. We speak things in faith. And when does faith happen? Yeah, now. So, and we're supposed to speak like God is. And according to Romans 4:17, Amplified Classic, we're speaking to non-existent things as though they already
exist.
And then Ephesians 5:1, therefore be imitators of God, copy Him, and follow His
example.
And what's His example?
Speaking
to non-existent things as though Now, I'm not a mathematician or, some kind of science crazy teacher, but that's pretty simple math to me right there. It just pretty much just lays it out. Therefore, be imitators of God and copy Him and follow His example. I mean, I don't know how much plainer you really need to be with something than that. I really don't. I mean, that pretty much just tells you, look, do it like Him.
Yes.
Sound like Him and speak like He speaks.
Yes.
The easiest way I know how to say it.
Yes.
That's exactly what it's saying. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Go over to Hebrews 1 or 11, verse 1 in the Passion, please. Now, faith brings what? Excuse me. Now, faith, I don't know. Y'all can write that one down. It's a new word again. You're welcome. Now, faith brings what?
Our hopes into reality.
Amen. Now, faith brings. Now, faith brings. Now faith brings. Amen. Now faith brings. Hallelujah. That's exactly what God did. He went up to Abram and said, hey, you're a father of many nations. He didn't see it for a long time. And so he had to come back to him and said, look, you're Abraham. And so then he had to change his language because he didn't know how to... He just kept seeing himself as a father. He didn't see himself as a father of many nations. That's what Abraham means. Abraham means a father of many nations. That's why he had to change it to Abraham. That's why he changed it to Abraham. Then he started calling himself, hey, I'm a father of many nations. Every time he introduced himself, I'm a father of many nations. 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 See, the thing is, we spoke something so long that we started believing it. Well, I'm sick. Well, I don't feel good. Well, I'm broke. Well, I'm this. Well, I'm this. We spoke that so long to where we started believing it. But if we speak and sound like God, because nowhere in the Bible does God ever talk about, well, I'm broke. I don't know what y'all are going to do. Fend for yourself. Good luck. I know I created you, but the devil might get you. Good luck. I hope he don't. I've never read that. I've honest to God, I've never read that in the Bible. First off, he said, first off, Satan's underneath your feet. And you are built. And first off, you're going to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the evil power of the devil. Right? Not only that, you're seated where? At the right hand of God. Right? Amen. And we have our authority, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We have our authority, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we're not fighting a battle. The battle's already won. We're just letting Satan know, look, you're already defeated. We're letting you know you're defeated. The victory's mine. Nothing belongs to you. Now leave me alone. That's it. We're not down here trying to fight a battle that's already won. Too many Christians think we're down here fighting Satan. Oh, I got to go out and fight. Why? Why are you trying to do something that Jesus already did? He went to hell, stole the keys, came back up and defeated him. Right? So why are you trying to put your place where Jesus was? Why are you trying to say you're God or Jesus? Because Satan was defeated by who?
Jesus. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Where are we seated? The right hand of God. I know we have tests and trials. Satan's trying to come against us to defeat us, but he can't. I said he can't. Not unless we allow him. That's the only way he can defeat a Christian is if a Christian allows him. Look, a burglar can't get in your house unless you allow him. Well, he can kick the door in. Yeah, if you allow him to kick the door in. Once you hear somebody start kicking on the door and you just sit by and go, I hope he don't get in. Well, yeah, he's going to get in. But if you stand on the other side and say, hey, I better not say that. Blow you off. But hey, I got a gun on the other side of this door. If you want your body not with any holes in it, I wouldn't come through the door. Better not. I was going to say I'll shoot you. Better not say it on Facebook Live, though. Oh, no. I just said it. Good job. I'm sorry. Amen. We digressed. Sorry. Where are we at? Be ye imitators. Yes. Be imitators of God, right? Yes. Amen. Go over to the Genesis 1, please, real fast. Genesis 1. We'll start about verse... we's at Hebrews 11, 1. Let's go back right there again. We didn't finish reading. Y'all sidetracked me. Now, faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to... That's good. And becomes the what? The foundation what?
Needed to acquire.
So if you go to build a house and don't have a foundation or anything, and then when it collapses, get mad at the builder.
Right.
The builder looks at you and goes, I told you to put a foundation in. Well, I don't want to spend that money. I told you to put it in. Moving along. Becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Genesis 1, please. Verse 16. Y'all getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Me too. Amen. Genesis 1 about verse 16 says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. Next, please. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and divided the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And here's where it is. And the evening... And the morning were what?
The fourth day.
And that's when time started.
Amen.
Because evening And day was created, the fourth day. Time started. And it was created with faith. Because God spoke it into existence with faith. So time was created with what?
Faith.
So we shouldn't allow time to dictate to us. Also, at the beginning, you can see that God said, you know, about verse 1, 2 through there, God said, light be, right?
Yes.
God called darkness light.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. God didn't speak in time, God spoke in faith.
Amen. Yeah.
Whenever you speak in faith, faith dictates the time.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. What's that? Say it again. Whenever you speak in faith, faith dictates the time. Amen. Dr. Bill Winston, he started a school, Joseph Business School. Whenever God put it on his heart, he had these two people in his church. They went to Ivy League schools and everything. And he asked them, he said, hey, y'all go search it out. Find out how long it'll take us to get this school started up and come back and let me know. You know, find out everything, how long it'll take to get it started up, what all we need and all this stuff. And so they went out, researched it out. And these are Ivy League people. They went to school and stuff for this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Amen? Okay.
Amen.
And so they went and researched it out, looked it all up and everything. They came back, they said, all right, we looked it up and everything, researched it. It'll take up to 2 years. He said, okay. And the problem is a lot of people would have stopped with that. Because see, whenever a doctor tells us something sometimes, or somebody that we think, like whenever they send us to a specialist or something like that and they tell us something, we'll stop with just the information they tell us because they're a specialist. You know, they've been doing this for years. This is their specialty. They should know. So if they tell me this will take 5 years, then it'll take 5 years.
Right. Yeah.
If they tell me it'll be 30 years till I get my house paid off, it'll be 30 years. They know. They've been doing this a long time.
Right?
Right? See, a lot of times people will stop with that. And he said, okay, thank you. Let me go ask God. Let me go pray about it.
Yeah.
And that was the deciding factor between him and a lot of people. So he went to God. Said, all right, God, how long will this take? Guess what God told him? 2 months. So he went back and told him. God said it'll take 2 months. Guess what happened in 2 months? School started in 2 months. See, whenever you go to God and find out what God says, then you can start not move in time, but you can move in faith. Because time would have said it's going to be 2 years, but faith says 2 months. See, God doesn't want us to have to rely on time. He wants us to rely on His faith and operate in faith. That's why God created faith. Because without faith, it's what? It doesn't say without time it's impossible to please God. Without what?
Faith.
Without faith it's impossible to please God. So he went to God. God, how long is this going to take? 2 months. You think that they all went, oh, that's impossible. We can't do that. I've been doing this for years. No way we can do it. See, a lot of times it gets you out of your comfort zone just to let you know, look, you ain't in charge.
Amen.
You ain't running jack. Amen. Some of y'all should smile, slap your neighbor or something. You'll be all right. Amen. That lets us know, though. Right? It really does. Look, because 2 years versus 2 months, that's a lot of time that could have been wasted. He could have been teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching.
Yeah.
for the kingdom of God. He's not doing it for himself. He's doing what God asked him to do.
Amen.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And that's why it's good to find out, okay, God, so what should I do here then? Because a lot of times we just take what people say as the gospel. Let's just be honest. We do. We go, well, they said this. It's got to be this then. Well, what'd God say? I don't know. I didn't ask. Okay, so we're just going to rely on a system then, right? Amen. Are y'all okay? Is this too much? Are y'all good? All right. Some of y'all look like you want to stab me. Look, bring it on. I've been in a knife fight before. No, I'm playing. I'm just playing. Look, you got to get y'all smiling, then you get woke up a little bit, right? Amen. But you start getting out of time, it just confuses Satan.
Yes.
Messes him up, makes him madder.
Yes, amen.
And then you don't have to go through all that hassle and spend all that money either. See, all that money would have been wasted. Whenever we can do it in 2 months. And now, what other things can we put this money that would have been spent there on other projects that God wants us to do? Hallelujah. Amen. Because time does not dictate to us what we need to do and when we need to do something. God will tell us to do something, and we need to move in step with Him. Don't get out in front of Him, and don't get behind Him, but stay right in step with Him. Amen. Faith does not consider time. Go over to 1 Samuel real fast, please. 1 Samuel 17, 33. That's a good place to go. And Saul said to David, Thou art what?
Not
able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from what? Time. He's been doing this since you was a little baby. Or he's been doing this from your age, and now he's a grown man. There is no way you can do this. Time. Faith says, next. Faith says, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. The servant slew both the lion and the bear. Hallelujah. I love that he called him an uncircumcised. An uncovenant. An uncovenant. Uncovenant. He doesn't have a covenant. This uncovenant Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he's defiled the armies of the living God. See, that's what faith says. Faith doesn't say, you know what, you're right. He probably has been doing this from his youth. I'm going to go home. And that's what Satan was hoping for, because everybody else in that camp, that's what they did. Everybody, how many people was in the camp? Army. Might be million. Well, could be thousands. I don't know, I wasn't there. Sure is a lot. And these are people that have been fighting for a long time. But yet every one of them was scared in their tents. And they've been in these same similar situations before.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they've had one guy that's been out and fought in these kind of battles before.
Right. Yes.
This isn't the first kind of battle they've came up against, where, hey, you send out your best, I'll send out my best, let's let them fight.
Yeah.
I'm sure Saul had a guy that was his best that he would send out and would defeat armies.
Right. Yeah.
Where was he at? He's probably asleep somewhere on a pillow, crying himself. And then here comes this teenager. Not even a man, a teenager. Stand up, Dean. Stand up before I hit you with this water bottle. Thank you. He's my son. I can hit him. He's 13. He's 13. That's a teenager. And grown men are shaken. But yet a teenager came up and said, look, a lion and a bear came up, Saul. Why are you talking about nobody can defeat an uncircumcised Philistine, somebody that doesn't have a covenant with God? And you're talking crazy. Let me go out there and defeat him for God. Because time's got nothing to do with him defying God right now. Faith's got everything to do with him defying God right now. I'm going to go out there and defeat him. Right? That's exactly what he said. Ain't it? He could care less about time. Faith spoke and said, I'm going to kill him. Today's the day. Right? Amen. Go over to John 11, please, real fast. We'll start about verse 1. 1:1. I was trying to say it right. It sounds right in my head, but I don't know if it sounds right. Whatever, I'm talking to myself out loud. All right, good talk. Oh, good times. I'm having way too much fun up here. All right. So John 11. What I want to read it out of. Amen. I'll just read it out of the King James. Now, a certain man was sick, verse 1, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Martha, which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, what? This sickness is not unto death. I would underline that. This sickness is not unto death. Amen. But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judah again. His disciples saw that, his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are not there 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spoke of his death. But they thought that he had spoke of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. You jackwagons, pay attention. And I am glad for your sakes that I am not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Okay, thanks. Let's just all go die with him, huh? Negative Nancy. Not you, Nancy. You're positive, Nancy. I forgot your name was Nancy, sorry. You're not negative, Nancy. You're positive, Nancy. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now, Bethany was nigh to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. How many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother? Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. Then said Mary unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Time. Well, if you'd have just been here, this wouldn't have happened. Well, if you'd have done this, this wouldn't have did this. Okay. Amen. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God will give it thee. Now, this is funny, right? Because she says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Right? That's what she says. And then he goes, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And then she goes, oh, I know, he'll rise up again. Right? In the resurrection day. Okay, I guess y'all didn't get that, but me, all right, moving along. Y'all all right this morning? Okay, good. Amen. Amen. So we'll just skip along because some of y'all look hangry. Verse 41. Verse 39, it says, Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he what? Stinketh. For he hath been dead. Time. What happens to a body that's already been dead for 4 days? It's probably not good. Probably already swolled up. Yeah. Smells real ripe. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. Yeah, he does. For he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I unto thee, that if thou would believest, believe thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, now I'd mark this down, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. When is he talking about? He's talking about verse 4. Right? He said, this is not going to be unto death. Right? He said, this is not going to be unto death. Right? Verse 4.
Yes, sir.
That's why I had you mark it down. And then right here, he said, I thank you, God, that you hear me. And I know that you hear me always. But because of these people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And faith went to the tomb and caused the dead body to come back to life. Amen. Took time out of the situation and brought life into it. So time stinking, decomposing. This is 4 days of a dead body. But faith did something to all of that. Faith took care of all that time. All that time. Didn't consider none of that time that went on, did it? Because if it did, everybody would have ran off. Let's be honest, because if he'd have came out still smelling the same or looking the same, it's a zombie or something. God, he stinks. You look horrible. What's the matter? Medic, something, right? But he looked normal. They had to unwrap him, but he obviously looked normal because nobody got scared and ran off. Nobody said, you need something, bath or something. Obviously, it didn't stink then. So then faith went in there and took care of all of it.
Yes.
Took care of the entire time that he was dead, 4 days. Faith doesn't consider time. Faith goes into time and takes care of what it needs to take care of. Right? Amen. We're going to stop. Amen. And if God wants us to, we'll pick back up maybe next time. We'll see. Amen. Amen. Did y'all get anything out of that maybe?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Father.